time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined tonight by educator Lori Fisher and technical editor Kira Pace. Here's your host, Dan Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David. And I'm getting feedback here. And welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely weekend and can join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which, after all, is nothing without you because we are an audience participation quiz program. Anyway, so please settle back and give us an hour of your time tonight. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. All we ask you to do is call in, hopefully with a question or answer. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER 1, that is the numeral 1, mindsovermatter 1, @gmail.com. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org, that is kalw.org. If you would like to listen to the podcast of this show, it should be up reasonably soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org and iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. So all that being said, David, I am getting a lot of feedback in my headphones, so maybe we can do that in a minute or two.
Saying nice things to you. Is that kind of feedback?
No, it's just my own voice.
Okay.
I don't want to hear that anymore than I need to.
Not the good kind of feedback.
No. Yeah. And anyway, first of all, I want to say thank you for the people who emailed a comment about our show last week about Jerry's passing, and they enjoyed the show, and if that's the right word for it, and they appreciated that we took the time to do that. I don't take any of this on myself. It's just a question of I thank you for appreciating what we tried to do.
So, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see. So we're going to start with a round of introductions, and here's the first. Written on an index card. All of tonight. Wait a minute. Tonight, all of Kira Pace's questions on Latvia have been edited to Russian standards.
Yes.
Is that part of your technical editing skill or a different?
Yeah,
that's good.
All right.
All right, so it was not such a good week for Lori Fisher. Once again, he did not win the Pulitzer Surprise for anything, and despite the promised tax break, the government wanted some of his money back.
Yeah, and I sent them some. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, has a lot to say about nothing in particular, which he proves every Sunday night.
That's right. Okay. And we'll begin with Kira Pace.
Okay. Why I am so wise, why I am so clever, why I write such good books, and why I am a destiny. These are the chapter titles in whose posthumously published autobiography.
What was the last one? Why I am...
Why I am a destiny.
Wow.
Let me think about that. So just repeat that once more.
Yeah. Sure. Why I am so wise, why I am so clever, why I write such good books, and why I am a destiny. These are the chapter titles in whose posthumously published autobiography.
Are they all the chapter titles?
Or yes.
So it's just a fourth chapter.
They. Yeah, one of them is actually broken down into sub-chapters or subsections. But yeah, those are the four.
And you've read it?
No, I have not. I've read the table of contents.
This is a guess. This is a total guess. But It sounds a little like Ayn Rand.
Whoa.
You are on a general correct track, but no, it's not Ayn Rand.
Right. But so it's a serious person. It's not a comedian.
It's not a comedian.
Okay.
I believe these may have been meant ironically, but it's not. This is not like Henny Youngman's autobiography or anything.
Yeah. And this is someone who is kind of controversial, or kind of like, oh, everybody. Is this a beloved person, or like Ayn Rand would be pretty controversial?
It's more of an in-between, I'd say. This person is not... this person, I think, is better, perhaps, at this person's job than Ayn Rand was, but...
if you had to pick out one of these that really kind of is the best of the one to kind of reflect on this person's character, or any of them make more sense than the others?
Maybe Why I Am a Destiny.
Destiny.
And this was published posthumously.
Correct.
And this person is an author. I mean, they're well, professional
they
author.
Wrote good books.
This person did write books. Author is technically correct, but there is a better word for what this person is.
Yeah.
That Ayn Rand definitely got to.
This person writes science fiction?
No.
This person has been dead how long?
118 years.
Whoa. Oh,
yes. Written in 88. This person went a little insane, died in 1900. Autobiography published 1908.
Is this Friedrich Nietzsche?
It is Friedrich Nietzsche.
Excellent. Good clues. Why I Am a Destiny.
Yes. Those are his
chapter titles. That's what syphilis does to your brain.
That's how he died.
Yeah, that's what he died of. Yeah.
He didn't have a chapter on that. Huh?
Little tiny corkscrews in his head.
All right, ask us another question.
Sure. How about this one? Oh, now I have the feedback. Fun. Okay, so with some degree of specificity, where in the world is the world's largest herd of camels?
So you want something more than a country, I suspect.
I would like something more than a country. A person's backyard, you know. Yeah.
That close?
You know what? I'm very amused by that, and it'll make more sense later. But yes, somewhere between a person's backyard and the name of a country.
Specificity.
How big's the herd?
750,000.
Oh, no. So it's not... Not the Oakland Zoo, which
no.
I think has two.
No, these are in the wild. This is a wild herd.
Oh. 750,000
yes.
camels.
750,000 camels.
Yeah. That's a lot of camel.
Hanging out in this one place in the world.
Is this... Okay. Southern Egypt, maybe?
Nope.
Just a straight-up nope, right?
That's a straight-up nope.
All right. Okay.
That couldn't be a harder nope.
Yeah.
That is a hard nope.
Okay.
It's not in the Americas, is it?
It is not in the Americas.
That would have been a big surprise.
Yeah.
All right.
And, Laura, you go ahead.
All right. Well, I have some questions still that are a tribute to Jerry Nachman. I have two more questions. One is from... I like the one I asked last week. It got a good response from his book, Seriously Funny, Comedians of the 50s and 60s. So these are chapter titles of those, and I want to know which comedian it describes, all well-known comedians of the 50s and 60s. The first is Curing the Body Politic. Number two is Wild Child. Number three is Father Goose, Inc., I-N-C, like Incorporated. Number four is Voice in the Wilderness. And number five, is Mom from Mars. So these are the chapter titles from Seriously Funny from Jerry Nachman's great book, which I am rereading with great delight. Curing the Body Politic, Wild Child, Father Goose, Inc., Voice in the Wilderness, and Mom from Mars. So take a couple guesses each, unless you get too many.
Is one of them Dick Gregory, by any chance?
One of them is Dick Gregory, but you have to get which one it is.
The Body Politic?
Yes. Yeah. Curing the Body Politic is Dick Gregory. We have a bell?
I have no feedback at all now. I mean, I have no sound.
We have a bell?
Yes. As soon as I get it out. She had a nickel for a time I've heard
that. Not for me, you won't. Security, Carity, have it. Wild Child, Father Goose, Inc., Voice in the Wilderness, and Mom from Mars.
There you go.
There you go. That was Dick Gregory carrying the body politic.
Is one of these Milton Berle?
No.
Okay.
And Berle isn't in the book. Berle's kind of was the, that's this book ends the era of the Henny Youngmans and Milton Berles. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all edgier, more political, more personal.
Okay.
So that would have been his previous book, probably his radio book.
Repeat that once more, please.
So I'm looking. These are titles of chapters from Jerry Nachman's Seriously Funny, and Dana got Curing the Body Politic, which is Dick Gregory. I'm looking for Wild Child, Father Goose Inc., Voice in the Wilderness, Mom from Mars, and they're all extremely well known.
Well, okay. What about, I don't know how late this book goes.
It goes through the late 60s.
Oh, through the late 60s? Mm-hmm. Okay, no, then I do not
and
have.
Starts about 54 or 5-ish.
Okay, I don't have a guess then.
Okay, all right. And I think...
Because we already had Lenny Bruce last week, so that could not be Wild Child, which is what I might have guessed.
Yeah, he was the new Elvis or something like that. Yeah. he was here last week.
Right.
Yeah. Elvis was in the building.
All right. Anyway, we have a couple of lines open right now. If you'd like to give us a call, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, how are you? This is Ed.
Hey.
So, Kim, I was recently, according to the American Lung Association, the top 10 cities with highest short-term particle pollution is in this state. 8 out of 10 highest short particle, meaning, you know, like carbon emission, all the stuff in this state. Which state have 8 of the 10? Have the highest 8 pollution out of the 10 in the whole country?
California.
How did you know?
Because I read an article about it. I believe the Bay Area was number 6.
Well, let me tell you the cities. Fresno, Bakersfield, Visalia, Modesto, Los Angeles, San Jose, then the two other, that Salt Lake City in Utah and Logan in Idaho. Okay, so that's a really good question. And it's really sad. It's really sad because a lot of my friends have asthma and all of that. It doesn't assure us as far as it goes. Okay, so there's two elements, chemical elements named after women scientists from the 19th century. What are the elements and what is the science?
Well, Madame Curie, is there?
Very good. What is the element?
Curium.
Curium. Curium. Okay, what's the second one?
What's the second one?
Ooh. Well, do you mean like it has to be named? I mean, for example, polonium was named for Poland.
Yeah, after the women.
So you mean by the name. Okay.
I will give her first name, Lise, L-I-S-E, and she was from Austria, Swedish kind of background. Leave it to your audience.
All right.
Okay, second question very quickly. Okay, so names. what English name have Arabic meaning honeybee?
Melanie?
No, honeybee.
Honeybee.
Susan. Bees that make honey. I asked you a question before, but the opposite.
Is it Susan?
No. Very common.
Well, Susan's
pretty
common.
If anybody speaks Arabic, we'll know right away. I will give you the answer.
Is it Denise?
Deborah.
Deborah.
The boar means male wasp. The boar means wasp. Deborah means honeybee. Okay, second very quick question. This name...
The third.
For all...
Fourth.
Okay. It's the fourth. Forgive me. This name comes from old English, a woman name. Very, very popular woman name. It means death. It's very popular.
Death?
Death?
Death. It's, you know, astonishing. So I'm going to leave that to you and your audience.
All right.
Death. What American, very popular American name, a woman name that means death. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And all right. Let me give you a couple questions here. So I've been reading about Barbie this week. I don't know why.
As one does.
As one tends to do. I was reading about Barbie and Ken.
both of them.
Romance for the ages.
Yeah.
It is.
No, wow. Don't kid yourself. You know, there's a reason that it never worked out.
Oh,
you know.
It's about Ken, right?
Well, yeah. He went through that conversion therapy. It didn't really seem to work very well.
Yeah, he has a sugar mama situation. Guy,
does he?
That is, yeah. I would keep Barbie happy because she's got the mansion. She's got the car. I think she has
a plane.
She's got
a plane. Let's just say they met in 1961 and nothing ever, they never got married.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Then he went through a makeover in 2004.
It's a very long engagement.
I think that was after the conversion therapy failed. And they got back together again.
Mm. Oh, how'd it work out?
It's all for show. It's just show.
She's a beard.
Yeah. It's just he's a beard.
There's no question here, right? You just want to talk about it.
No. I'm coming to that. So there were – what I want to know is who were the first two celebrities to be made into Barbie dolls, to have their likenesses created as a Barbie doll?
Well, I know at some point – I don't know if she's the first and probably not. What about Cher?
Cher is in the top – in the first five, but she's not in one of the first two.
And what about Princess Grace?
Not that either.
Okay.
So who were the first two celebrities, and they're very well-known people, and this is in the 1960s, who were the first two celebrities to be made into Barbie dolls, and who was the last celebrity to be made into a Barbie doll? Okay.
Harvey Fierstein.
No.
Okay. So I didn't know that any celebrities had been turned into Barbie, so I'm playing a kind of a deficit.
I don't know where you've been.
Yeah. So did Marilyn Monroe, was she one?
That's a good guess.
I don't think so.
No?
He said
she,
60s, though.
No,
that's
yeah,
easy.
60s. Right? Yeah. So, again, who were the first two celebrities to be made into Barbie dolls? Very well-known names. And who was the last one
and
to be made into a Barbie
doll? All three that we're looking for at the time were living, correct? They don't...
The first two were living. The last one, the one just recently made into a Barbie doll, is not living.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said the two first and the one most recent?
No. Yeah. So okay. I went three in total, but the first two were in the 60s, and they were living at the time. And I think one still is. And the last one was very recently, and she has been deceased for quite some time.
Oh, okay, no. Because they just made the fencer, the Olympic fencer who wore the hijab. Like, they just made her into one, but she is still alive, as far as I know. So.
Into a Barbie. Mm-hmm.
Into a Barbie,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the most recent one.
No. Okay. What about Diana Ross or Elizabeth Taylor?
No, neither one.
Okay.
So, all right, second question. The Kingdom of Swaziland changed its name this week.
Yes.
Do you have that as a question?
No.
Okay. What I want to know is, what did they change their name to?
It's Eswati with a lowercase e and a capital W.
That's
or
right.
A capital S, rather.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Eswati. Wow.
Yeah.
Eswati. Why is it Swati or Swatini? I have a
or Eswatini. No,
Swatini.
It is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. That's correct.
I'm sorry. I was more taken by the lowercase e.
All right. That's fine. All right. I'll give you one more question. What is the novel with the most U.S. cities named after it? What is the novel with the most U.S. cities named after it? There are 18 cities with this name, although it's not absolutely established that all the cities were named that name because of the novel. But several of them were.
And is it the title of the novel?
Yes. It's a one-word title.
There's 18. That's a lot of
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So what is the novel with the most U.S. cities named after it?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. It seems like
that's
it should be
I
so
asked,
obvious,
yeah.
But it's...
It's not obvious.
It's not.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-uh. I'm trying to think of states in the
said,
city that are common, but
yeah.
None of them come
so
up with
just
novels.
Just remember it's a one-word name.
One-word.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a one-word, yeah.
And the two numbers are...
So it's not East Rutherford or anything
no.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aerosmith.
No.
Yeah.
And I wish, but...
Andersonville.
Yeah.
No.
And two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 and toll-free 866-798-8255. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace, semi-retired professor, Diablo Valley College, Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hi. I read part of the Jerry Nachman book.
Great.
And I'm sorry he passed, so I'm going to... Yeah, I am. I'm going to give you, from that book, Ethel Merman questions. She made five musicals, and I'd like you to name me the five musicals, but first... If you could give me the first one in 1930, I'd like to know that one.
So these are mentioned in his book, Showstoppers?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. That's Girl Crazy.
Yes, it is. Girl Crazy.
Yeah.
And do you know the song, the Showstopper song?
I Got Rhythm was
yes,
a big
yes,
showstopper
Yes, you got
song.
That one. Very good. And I want you to, if you know the other four, that's my question.
Well, one is Annie, Get Your Gun. Right?
Yes.
And one is...
Oh. And There's No Business Like Show Business is one of the songs from that.
One
yes.
of them is Gypsy, but I'm trying. I can't remember the name of the.
Everything's Coming Up.
Coming Up Roses, right?
Or,
yeah, thank
or Mama's
you.
Song.
Mama's turn.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care
about.
I'm sort of asking about more just the actual show. It doesn't have to have all the show stoppers. I just wanted the.
I think that she was in more than five musicals.
She
may
was.
Have been.
But in the book, though.
In the book?
Yeah, I think Call Me Madam, is that one of them?
Call Me Madam, yeah, you got four so far that I have, yeah.
So she's Anything Goes.
Anything Goes, that's the fifth one that I got. If there's more, I didn't catch it yet. Thank
that's
you.
It's quite a legacy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you happen to know the name of her biography?
Ooh.
Ethel Merman.
Is it one of the song titles, kind of a play on one of those?
No, not the song title, but... Something else title.
The title of one of the plays?
Yes.
Is it
Ethel Get Your Gun.
No.
Probably not.
Does it have to do with Gypsy?
No.
Call Me Madam?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Call Me Ethel.
Call Me Ethel?
No, but keep coming with
Call Me Merman. That would have been good.
No, it's not Call Me. It's put a word before Call Me.
Don't Call Me?
Don't Call Me, Madam.
Oh, all right.
That's her biography. I really wanted to ask you that. I think the book is great. And is your thing Jane Fonda on the doll, Barbie doll?
No, not that's an interesting guess, but no, not Jane
that
Fonda.
That would have been something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ethel Merman was married to Ernest Borgnine
for about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Show business couple.
I won't tell my Ethel Merman story again.
After the show, maybe.
After.
Okay.
Take her a ride in my car. And Kira, it is your turn.
All right. Well, let's, I'll do the list question. So Ranker, a site where anything can be ranked by anyone with an internet connection, includes a list of people who are so well known they can be referred to by just their given name without the need for clarification. They're mostly a first name, a single name. Who are the top 10 people on this list? They're not necessarily mononymic, but they may as well be because you say this first name. And you already know who you're talking about.
All these people still alive?
Nope.
None of them?
Most of them are. Two of them are
So is
not.
It more like Cher?
Yeah, Cher is number five.
Be
I mean, she has a last name, but you don't need it.
And how many of them are deceased?
Prince?
Two. No, not Prince.
Oh.
Because in part, I think because Prince, now there's like Prince Michael Jackson, you know, the two Michael Jackson sons, so... there's a little ambiguity.
How about Liberace? Did he make it?
That's good.
No, that is good.
Oh, no.
No, he's not on there.
Right. Probably not Dagwood.
No.
That'd be a great old one.
I think
Jerry would have guessed Dagwood.
I think most of these are a little more modern because most of the people on Ranker are a little younger.
So Madonna's should be on there.
Yeah, Madonna's
she is
good.
Number one.
There you go.
Number one.
All right.
And Beyonce must be
number
on
number three.
Yeah.
So we're really seeing a lot of female singers, right?
There are
more?
There are a few more. Yeah. Right.
Okay, so just repeat the question, if you would.
Sure. Ranker, a site where anything can be ranked by anyone with an internet connection, includes a list of people who are so well known they can be referred to by just their given name without the need for clarification. Mm. Who are the top 10 people on this list? And we already have Madonna, Beyonce, and Cher.
All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I wanted to answer the question for the camel.
Yeah.
For the camels. Mm-hmm. And I believe it is Australia.
Do you know where in Australia, or generally? If you had to guess a single Australian region, what might you say?
I would say I don't know, would the outback be?
That's
region?
Exactly it. That
really?
Is 100% correct. 750,000 camels in the Australian outback.
Oh, amazing.
Right.
Yeah. And can I guess one of the Barbies?
Yes.
Would it be Elvis Presley?
It would not be Elvis Presley.
Wow.
Okay.
Would you like to guess one of the people who only needs one name?
I don't.
Oh, you just gave one.
I think you maybe do.
The artist Hilo. Hilo.
No.
It's Hilo.
No.
Go with Elvis, I
maybe
think.
Elvis?
Elvis.
Maybe Elvis?
Yeah.
Elvis, look at that. Elvis, number two.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I'd like to answer. This is Janice from San Francisco.
Hi.
Hello. For the Barbie dolls,
yes.
Is the original one Barbara Eden?
No. Whoa. That's a very interesting guess.
Yeah.
And you have the right era, but it's not Barbara Eden.
Okay. Is the more recent one Frida Kahlo?
That is Frida Kahlo, yes.
There's a Frida
right.
Kahlo Barbie.
That's cool.
Yes, and they, after protests from her family, that has been taken off the market.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, they didn't think
so
they had permission.
Yeah. Yeah.
So running.
Okay, and then people known by one name,
mm-hmm.
Bono?
No.
Rihanna?
Yes, she's number 8.
Good.
Sting?
Nope.
No Sting.
No Sting.
Oh.
Well, I think that's because Sting is a nickname. These are their actual names.
Okay, well, my last one is Solange.
No, not on
okay.
the list. Probably
no.
just
all
not
I
left.
Have.
Left.
Thank
back.
You.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And, Laurie, it is your turn.
All right. So my last tribute to Jerry is this, and it might be an easy question. In the last 10 months, Jerry was quoted twice in two comedians' obituaries in the New York Times. Very prominently. I was very proud of that. Who died, and Jerry Nachman would have been quoted in their passing. And it's recent. They both...
Mort Saul.
No, Mort's still alive.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Mort.
He lives in Mill Valley.
Though I know there was somebody in the book who died. Erwin Corey?
Not to my knowledge. He might have died, but I didn't see
him. He did die.
Yeah.
Don Rickles?
No.
Oh.
Jerry was not mentioned in Rickles's. I read Rickles' obit. Jerry wasn't in that
All
one.
All right. Okay.
So they both have to be dead, and Jerry Nachman was quoted about them.
Do
and
they have to be dead?
Apparently. To get an obituary these
okay.
days. Well-known, and the kind of people Jerry would have covered in his career.
Right. Okay, ask that question once more.
Okay, within the last 10 months, Jerry Nachman was quoted twice in the New York Times in the obituaries for two well-known comedians who passed away. Who were they?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Michelle in Richmond.
Hi,
and
Michelle.
I'm calling. I wanted to answer the question, the name question.
Yes.
Sure.
And is Oprah one of them?
Oh.
Right. Should
Excellent.
Be. Somehow is not.
Oh.
I don't understand that exclusion
at
all.
That's a great
yeah.
answer.
Like, how many Oprahs are there, really? There's the one Oprah.
Only one Oprah.
No, but somehow not on the top 10, or not in the top 10.
Melania?
No.
Okay. And I'm sorry, caller. Anything else?
Oh, no, that's it. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much.
How about Ivanka?
No, not Ivanka.
Yeah.
These names are very big. Well, one of them maybe not so much here, but...
There's no bigger name than Oprah.
I know.
And I'm going with the
not
caller.
So much.
I'm
not
with
so
the
much,
caller, too. Yeah. I don't know. like, I think there might be some shenanigans involved.
Yeah.
That
rank or anybody.
With
yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing.
Russian interference.
It's probably is. Some yeah. some super Cher fans got on there.
Could be.
And
yeah.
took Oprah off the list.
All right. So let me give you a question here. I've recently gone to the History of Postage Stamps website,
mm-hmm.
Which I went to right after the Barbie website. And I came up with a list of the first five American writers to appear on postage stamps. And this is in the United States. So who were the first five American writers? And these people made their living from writing. They weren't an occasional writer, so don't say Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Who were the first five American writers to appear on a United States postage stamp?
The low-hanging fruit has got to be Mark Twain.
He's one, yeah. but not as Mark Twain.
As Samuel Clemens.
Samuel Clemens, yes. Okay. 1940.
So the first author stamp was in 1940.
It was.
Well, let's see. Who else would be of that low-hanging fruit era? How about Herman Melville?
No, that's a perfectly good guess.
I was just about to say that, too.
Well, say the one you didn't say. I'm trying to think.
It was Melville, actually.
Yeah.
But then Hawthorne would be
not
another
Hawthorne.
One.
Not Hawthorne. Uh-uh.
And the time range is 1940. Are they all around then?
They're all in 1940 because they had a special series of stamps called Famous American Series, and part of them were authors.
About 40, that seems too
How
early.
About Emily Dickinson?
Ooh.
No, good guess. No.
That was good.
I think her great fame came maybe a little bit after 1940.
A little. All right.
What about, Thoreau?
No.
The other one?
Emerson? The other one.
Thank you. No. Oh, wait. What about... No, that's too early. Okay, don't mind
me. And did these authors all write...
You're right about Emerson.
Oh,
really?
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Oh, the other one.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say, did they all write fiction? But apparently not. Okay.
Anyway. Okay, so you each had your...
Okay,
your
so there's three more you're looking for.
Right.
We'll guess later.
So who were the first five American writers...
That's the key.
American writers... to appear on United States postage stamps. It's the 1940 Famous American Series. So far we have Ralph Waldo Emerson and Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain. And anyway, so let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's me.
It is you.
Hi, this is Kim in San Francisco.
Hi.
The Frida Kahlo guest got taken away from me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll give you a dollar.
Thank you. What about Liberace for single name?
No, I don't think that was his first name, was
okay.
it? Like, I think maybe that's why.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for the stamps, what about Hemingway or Fitzgerald?
No, they were still living at the time, and at least then you could not put somebody on a stamp who was still living. So
that's pretty recent, that change. Yeah,
right.
Okay. And then just a point of interest, not Barbie branded, but I had in the 70s the $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman Barbie, in quotes, and none of the clothes for Ken and Barbie actually fit them because they were too big.
The clothes were too big?
The Barbies were too big they, because, you know, they're bionic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, of course.
That's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
What about a Twiggy doll? Was Twiggy?
You're right.
Huh.
Twiggy was the first one.
That's great.
Very good. 1967. Yes.
So we're looking for number two, right?
Yes.
And that's all that's left. We have.
That's all that's left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as far as dead comedians, and I can't remember quite when he died. It may be farther back. What about Mike Nichols?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the right time range, but as far as I know, Jerry.
Let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. What do we have?
Okay, I only have this one, I think. Ranker, a site where anything can be ranked by anyone with an internet connection, includes a list of people who are so well known they can be referred to by just their given name without the need for clarification. And these are first names, proper first names. Who are the top 10 people on this list? And we already have Madonna, Elvis, Beyonce, Cher, and Rihanna. Looking for five more.
But that's not Madonna's given first name.
It is.
Really?
Sure is. Madonna Ciccone.
I thought she changed it.
It's Madge.
Something else.
Yeah. Only when she moved to the UK. Was married to Guy Ritchie.
I'm looking for the two comedians who died within the last 10 months for whom Jerry Nachman was quoted in their New York Times obituary. And then to continue that theme, chapter titles in Jerry's book Seriously Funny were for which comedians? Here are the titles: Wild Child, Father Goose Inc., Voice in the Wilderness, and Mom from Mars.
Is Lenny Bruce one of them?
No, he was on last week. He was the Elvis.
That's
Meet
right.
the New Elvis.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not Lenny Bruce. All well known and all make a lot of sense.
Okay.
Father Goose, like, I feel like I should know some comedian who did nursery rhymes or something.
Goose is the best answer here.
Yeah.
It's not somebody who did nursery rhymes.
Or,
I would say it's an image thing.
Oh.
The person had a Father Goosean, avuncular image. And it's, this is a big hint, it's very ironic now.
Oh, what about Bill Cosby?
It is Bill Cosby.
Very good.
Yeah. It's a perfect reaction. Yeah, I left it in to get the ugh. Yeah. So Bill Cosby was Father Goose Inc. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Questions I have left out. Who were the general question was, who were the first two celebrities to be made into Barbie dolls in the 1960s, and who was the latest? Frida Kahlo was the latest, that was answered, and Kira answered the first celebrity to be made into Barbie doll, which was Twiggy, but we're still missing one. So who was the second celebrity to be made into a Barbie doll?
And was this second celebrity like more like a performer?
Or actress.
An actress.
An actress, yes. And who were the first five American writers to appear on United States postage stamps? It's the 1940 Famous American series. Who were the first five American writers to appear on United States postage stamps? So far we have Ralph Waldo Emerson and Samuel Clemens, or Mark Twain. Who are the other three?
You guessed Hawthorne, right?
I did.
Yeah.
It's not Hawthorne.
Yeah, how about Sinclair Lewis?
Not Sinclair. He was still alive, 1940.
Oh, you're right.
For the other Barbie, what about a Annett Funicello?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A little more, a little further up the...
Did you reread your 18 U.S. cities question?
He did not.
Okay. Sorry, I spaced out for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you asked
the
about
novel.
A novel that was the...
One-word title that led to the naming of 18 U.S. cities.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sorry I forgot all about
sure
it.
Sure to help.
Yeah. What is the... Okay. What is the famous novel? Well, it's known to me, and I'm sure it's known to many of you out there, but it's not widely read anymore. It's a 19th century novel. The famous novel with the most U.S. cities that are named after it. It is a one-word
19th century novel.
Yes, 19th century novel.
Somebody should get this. We should get this.
All right.
It's written in English, too.
I'm going to guess it's a British novel, though.
It is a British novel.
Okay, yeah.
So...
But these are American cities named
these
after.
These are American cities.
Baskerville.
That's good. We should guess Jane Eyre this week since we didn't last.
Earlier in the 19th century. Very good. I'll give you whatever hint I can give you.
All right. So we're talking about...
Earlier than the Hound of the Baskervilles, anyway.
Yeah.
And the two numbers that join us are area code 415-841-4134. And toll free 866-798-8255. Let's see. I was the last person to ask a question. I need your turn, Kira.
Okay. I have two questions for you that are along the same lines. It's literature and travel all in one.
Oh.
So the first is the only UNESCO World Heritage Site in North America that is on the endangered site list is what United States property once described by Marjorie Stoneman Douglas as a river of grass? It's the only UNESCO World Heritage Site in North America that is on the endangered list, and it was once described by Marjorie Stoneman Douglas as a river of grass.
How about the Everglades?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. That Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
That was a big hit.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Southern Florida, for sure.
All right.
And only two UNESCO World Heritage Sites have ever been delisted. One was Oman's Arabian Oryx Sanctuary, delisted in 2007 for reducing the size of its protected area by 90%. What European city, which featured heavily both in Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five and in Vonnegut's own life, was the other?
Dresden.
That is correct. Yeah, they build a bridge, so UNESCO's like, you're out of there.
That disqualifies you.
Seriously, yeah. The Waldschlossen Bridge.
And Lori?
All right. I asked a version of this, but not this version. I gave a talk last week about teachers in the movies, teachers who have been portrayed in the movies. I'm going to give you the teacher name. You're going to tell me the name of the movie. Okay. There's six of them. Mr. Dottier. Number two is Miss Barrett. Number three is Mr. Thackeray. Number four is Mr. Keating. Five is Mr. Hand. And the last one is Miss Gruell. G-R-U-W-E-L-L. So these are all the stars, in one case, not the star, but mostly the stars of well-known movies, one based on the truth, and one sort of, and the rest fictional. Mr. Dottier, Miss Barrett, Mr. Thackeray, Mr. Keating, Mr. Hand, and Ms. Gruell.
I only know two.
Well, that's all. Two's plenty for you to get.
Well, I'll do one. Keating is Dead Poets Society.
It is, played by Robin Williams. Yeah. Very good. And?
Oh, Mr. Dottier is Blackboard Jungle.
He is.
Glenn Ford.
Called Daddy-O in the movie. And in the classroom are Sidney Poitier and Vic Morrow and Jamie Farr and Paul Mazursky.
Yeah.
It's a great cast. Yeah.
Then Mr. Hand was a smaller role in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Right. Yes.
Ray Walston.
Yes, very nice. Social studies or history teacher. Yeah. All right. Dana, I'll give you one more, and we'll leave two out there if you know one more.
Give me the other ones in there.
Miss Barrett, Mr. Thackeray, Miss Gruell. So don't we have? Yeah.
Thackeray sounds kind of...
Thackeray. They're all pretty darn well known.
I have to think about that.
Okay. We'll leave those three out.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed in Massachusetts.
Hi, I haven't heard from you in a little bit.
I know, I haven't been around for a while. But
you okay?
Hey, I'm sorry to hear about Jerry.
Oh, thank you. On his behalf.
But let me see, a couple of guesses here tonight. On the ranker list.
Yep.
Clint?
No.
I didn't quite think so. And
wait,
then
did you say Quint, though, like from Jaws?
No, Clint.
Oh, like Clint Eastwood. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, there are a couple famous Clints, like Clint Howard, so that's, I think, why.
Okay. How about Whoopi?
No, but that's because it's not her real first name, which I think is Karen.
Oh, okay. Well, when someone mentioned Oprah, I thought about it. How about Pele?
Oh,
also, I don't think that's his real first name.
Oh, really?
Too dated. Mm. All right.
Sorry.
The book city. How about Utopia?
Ooh.
No, but I like that guess.
It's a heck of a guess.
It's a good guess.
And the authors on the stamps. Let's see. Sinclair Lewis was one I thought of.
Now, remember, they were dead. They had to be dead. So 1940.
Not O'Neill, then.
Not O'Neill. No.
Okay, then I'll go with a couple of my dead favorite writers, Crane or Poe.
Neither one. I'm a little surprised at Poe, less surprised at Crane.
Well, Poe was probably disreputable still then.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think Crane was a really good guess.
Yeah. Crane's a great guess. Yeah. And he was dead.
I'm going to go O for whatever it was then tonight. Those are good questions, but I can't. And that city one is one that, if not Utopia, what other city could it be? But I'll keep listening and we'll hear it. I have a question for you that I found in some research that I don't expect anybody to really get the answer. I just happen to like the question.
Okay.
According to IMDb, the three longest-running TV series are Gunsmoke, Law & Order, and The Simpsons. Which two actors are reportedly the only ones to have appeared as guest stars on all three?
That's a very interesting question. So Gunsmoke, Law & Order...
And The Simpsons.
And The Simpsons.
And according to IMDb, these two actors are the only ones to have guested on all three.
So they weren't regulars on any of them. They were just guest stars.
No.
And are they names? I mean, are they actor names who we would recognize?
They're names that you would know. One of them did star in a TV series, just not one of these. And the other one has been a star in movies.
And are either of them dead at this point?
One of them is, I believe.
Right.
Gunsmoke, Law and Order.
That's a pretty long time period.
Right.
So I have a wild guess of Harry Shearer.
No.
Okay, because he was a child star and could have been on Gunsmoke.
How about Leonard Nimoy?
Oh, that's so good.
That's a great guess, but no, not Leonard Nimoy.
Well, I'm pretty sure he was on Gunsmoke and The Simpsons. I know he was on The Simpsons.
When did Gunsmoke go off the air?
Oh,
71, 72, somewhere in
that. Okay.
I think it was early 70s.
And you said one of these two people was the star of a show?
One of them was a top co-star of another TV series,
series. When was this TV comedy series? What decade?
In the 60s.
Can you tell us the genders of these? Are they both?
They're both male.
Okay.
What about Arlie Ermey?
They have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
No. Both male, and they have nothing to do with each other. God, it's a good question. It really is. I'd have to think about this for quite a while, though. I think
we should leave it out there.
Yeah. All right, leave it out. We'll leave it out.
Well, what?
All right.
Everybody's been on The Simpsons, right? That could be anybody.
So on The Simpsons, they were doing. Were they doing themselves?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if they were doing themselves or if they... I think they probably were. I think they...
So they're famous enough.
I don't think they were just doing a character voice. I think they were probably voicing...
So they're famous enough to have done themselves, maybe, on The Simpsons, because that's pretty big.
All right. Okay. So let's do this. We'll leave it out for people, and then call in, if you can, call in next week, and if we don't get an answer, you can ask it again or give the answers.
Will do. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ed.
Great
sure
question.
Thing. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody's been on Law & Order, too.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. I've seen a lot of the Law & Orders because I like the show. But
it's hard to put these together. You know, I can think of...
Less Gunsmoke.
Yeah. What year did The Simpsons start?
1990. December 1989.
Okay. So it's not that even big of a difference. Okay. 20 years between Gunsmoke going off and the other one coming on.
Let's see. I think it's my turn, actually. Okay. All right. Where was the first national wildlife refuge created in the United States?
Hmm.
It still exists.
The state it's in? Or more specific?
More specific. 1869. Where was the first national wildlife refuge created in the United States?
1869. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Since we have less than 15 minutes left, it's in California. Okay.
Is it Yosemite?
It's not Yosemite. So once more, where was the first national wildlife refuge created in the United States? 1869, and it is in California.
And still exists.
And still
with
exists.
That function.
Yes.
So, yeah. I think what about Muir Woods?
Not Muir Woods.
Okay.
No, you're thinking of the apes?
I just know he was a conservationist, so that's...
No, I was talking about that. Planet of the Apes, because that's where they go. That's anyway, never mind.
It was Earth all along.
Yeah, right. Fine.
Yeah, stop the Planet of the Apes. I want to get off. Okay. That's more my speed.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Tom and Soma.
Hi, Tom.
Hello. I have a few answers to a couple of your questions.
Okay, good.
How about the writers on postage stamps, Walt Whitman?
No, an excellent guess.
That's a great
and
guess.
You would think, but no.
Okay, and then the people referred to by their single first name?
Yes.
Tiger?
No, is that his real first name, though?
Isn't it?
Not his real name.
Okay,
no.
Well, that's why.
Okay.
These are all real first names.
Right.
Like, they're legit first names.
Okay, Barack.
Number 10, Barack Obama.
Oh.
Not a lot of other Baracks out there in the
right.
Hillary?
No, too many Hillaries. Swank, Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no one means Swank.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Toby?
Nope. Again, a lot of Tobys out there.
Kobe.
Like Kobe Bryant. No, not on the list. There is another sports person on the list, but not Kobe.
Okay. Well, my last three were all sports, so maybe this will be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, Earth, one of them will be right, hopefully. LeBron.
That's number 9.
All right.
And no, obviously, then no Babe Ruth or Ronaldo.
No.
Or Steph.
No.
Oh, Babe. Okay. No. All right. That's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tom, not in Soma. The wildlife refuge, is that Lake Merritt?
It is Lake Merritt, yes. Lake Merritt,
yeah,
yes.
Oh, that's former great. Former residents close by.
Lake Merritt, still beautiful, yeah.
The single names, how about Shakira?
Number 6.
Oh.
Yay. The two obituaries, I'll guess Don Rickles and Jerry Lewis.
Neither one. Jerry, oh yeah, I should have thought about Jerry Lewis. Do you have your radio on by any chance?
I do not. Okay. I just have a very poor connection, apparently.
All right. Thanks.
Am I echoing a lot?
Well, it could be on my end, too. I don't know. But anything else?
Oh, yeah, I'll guess some of the chapter titles.
Okay.
How about A Wild Child? How about George Carlin?
No, not George Carlin.
That's good. That's good.
Richard Pryor?
Not Richard Pryor.
Ah.
Keep Wild,
Voice of the Wilderness. How about Mort Saul?
Yes, Voice in the Wilderness is Mort Saul. Yeah. Very nice. I'm glad we
and
got
And Mom that. From Mars, yeah. I'll guess Phyllis Diller.
It is Phyllis Diller. I thought people would guess Mom's Mabley, but it is Phyllis Diller.
Good.
Okay, so we're only missing Wild Child.
And let's see, American Writers on Stamps. How about Washington Irving?
Yes, Washington Irving.
Nice.
Very
and
good.
And Longfellow?
No, not Longfellow.
Louisa May Alcott.
Yes, Louisa May Alcott.
Nice.
Very good.
Yay. Okay, that's it. Thanks.
All right.
That's four of them.
That's four. Yeah, okay. We have one left.
All right.
And so is George Carlin one of the obits?
No.
Oh, okay.
What about, I don't remember, I don't know when he died, but what about Thornton Wilder?
No, he was still alive.
He would have been alive, yeah.
Right.
Thomas Wolfe was alive, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are more 19th century.
Well, these are kind of classic authors, right? All four of them.
Yeah.
And they all make sense.
Right.
Yeah. Is the one missing a male or female?
He's a male.
Good. Of course.
So. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Marky Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
All right, a lot of my thunder has been stolen, but I think the wild child is Jonathan Winters.
It is Jonathan Winters. Thank
really?
You, Sparky. Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
He was a wild man on stage. Good.
Kira, is one of the names Selena?
No.
Oh, that's good. Good guess.
It is
but
a good
of course,
guess.
You know, you got Selena Gomez as mm-hmm. well.
Selena, Kansas.
Yeah, true.
Well, that's the book title, right?
Okay.
All right, the recent obituary, how about Dick Gregory?
Yeah, that's one
All
of them.
Right,
Jerry wrote
go.
That.
Who
yeah. covered in the book. Got the other?
No, I do not.
Okay.
But, yeah, interesting that you mentioned Mort Saul. We saw him at when that talk with Dick Cavett.
We did. I saw Sparky and I sat next to each other in the audience.
Okay.
And they brought Mort Saul out, who was sharp and funny and interesting.
Yep. And that's otherwise we're done.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And let's see. Anybody have a quick question they want to throw in?
I do.
All right. Go ahead.
The song Stars and Stripes Forever is almost literally never played at the circus. And there's a particular reason why. What is it? It's banned from circus life.
Go ahead.
I was just going to guess that Barnum and Bailey had a blowout with Sousa or something.
No.
All right.
No.
Is there something in the song itself that irritates animals?
No.
That's so
probably.
Good.
Probably, but that's not the answer. Yeah.
Can you...
I'll say a little more.
Yeah, all right.
Every circus band or orchestra knows how to play it.
Is it because...
But they don't play it.
Oh, is it because that's what you play in case of an emergency?
If there's a disaster.
If there's a disaster.
The band plays that and all the employees know to get people out there.
All right.
So Stars and Stripes Forever is the disaster song. Yeah.
All right.
I got another quick one.
All right. Go ahead.
Who's the only I don't think I've asked this. Who's the only musical group that has ever played on all 7 continents?
That's Metallica.
It is Metallica.
Yeah.
All right, you knew that. All right.
Although I would want to guess Gwar because I know they do have an Antarctic concert It's on video.
They've never played North America, though. that's the missing one.
They were arrested in North Carolina, so.
And let's go to a call.
That killed their tour.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. I have some answers, I hope, to the postage stamp question.
Okay.
F. Scott Fitzgerald?
No, I have to remember this is 1940, and you couldn't put a living person on a stamp, so couldn't be alive.
Okay. I guess I didn't hear that part of the question.
I'm sorry.
Let me think then. Well, I guess all of my other answers were contemporary, or more or less contemporary. Sinclair Lewis, I think he was still alive. And,
right.
And,
It's a 19th century writer, just to let you know.
Pardon?
It's the one remaining is a 19th century writer. Right.
A female or male?
That's a male.
Is it a poet?
No.
A poet?
Not a poet. Not a poet.
What about short stories?
Not short stories.
Not a poet. Oh, gosh. No, I needed more time to think this through then.
Maybe some short stories.
Not a poet.
Yeah, short stories weren't very big in the 19th century. They were just coming along. So it's a novelist or more like
novelist.
A
novelist.
Okay. Yeah. So who's left in
it? It wasn't Arthur Conan Doyle?
No, it's an American.
It's American.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're missing something.
Okay, well, I needed to rack my brain a little longer for this one, I guess.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. And bye. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is it me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. This is Carla in Oakland.
Hi, Carla.
I do have a name that's just been haunting me that I want to throw in for the one name wonders here.
Sure.
Bjork.
Yeah.
No, that's that is a good guess. No, and it's true. Like, what other Bjorks do we know
in
pop culture?
I was
trying
her last name. That's her first name.
It's her last name is Gottmundsdottir.
Yeah, but you never hear that. Yeah.
No, exactly. Bjork is a great guess. Yeah. It's just not in the top 10.
And how about Conan?
There are a couple Conans, I guess.
Sure. Okay.
So, yeah, not Conan. Sorry.
Okay.
The Barbarian.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Thank you. I made it under the wire here almost.
James Fenimore Cooper.
That's it.
There you go.
James, and he did write short stories. He wrote Leather Stocking Tales, which is a group.
Yeah, that would count.
Short stories.
All right.
James Fenimore Cooper is the last writer on that. Stamps.
So we just need to know, like, a famous 1960s actress that would have been made into a Barbie doll.
All right, let's clean up here.
Jane Mansfield.
What do you know? What do you got? Here.
All right. So the only two names, don't need any clarification. Those are Tupac and Adele.
Tupac.
Adele.
What about Biggie?
I don't think that was his real
name.
I think that's actually all I had.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other obituary that Jerry was quoted in besides Dick Gregory was Shelley Berman. We knew very well and died recently.
Right.
And then the teacher movies you didn't get. Miss Barrett was in Up the Down Staircase.
Yeah.
Miss Gruel was Aaron Gruel, a real person in Freedom Riders. And Mr. Thackeray was Sidney Poitier in To Sir With Love.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good. I knew I'd heard that one before. All right. Let's see. The first or the second celebrity to be made into a Barbie doll after Twiggy, Audrey Hepburn.
Oh.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Audrey Hepburn, and
it crossed my mind, and I thought, "There's no chance."
Yeah,
I think I don't know Barbie.
The
stuff.
Novel, which I'm sure most of you people don't read this novel anymore, that was extremely popular for a long time. Novel with the most U.S. cities named after it, Waverly. You know Waverly, Sir Walter Scott.
Yeah.
It's Waverly.
There's 18 Waverlys in.
There are 18
States.
Waverlys in the U.S., but. But I can't guarantee that all of them are named after the novel.
Right. But you can guarantee there's
18. But it's Waverly, yeah. Right. Sir Walter Scott. Look it up. And anyway, if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And our thanks tonight to Kira Pace, technical editor Lori Fisher, semi-retired professor, Diablo Valley College.
Semi-emeritus.
Yes. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to David LaTulipe and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And, of course, our thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. We hope you will also take the time next Sunday at 7 p.m. to join us, and we hope you have a wonderful week. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.